Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. Later,
welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes. And Steve, as you know, is chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. You see him on television all the time, and we're so fortunate to have him as a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than a decade now. He's the author of a number of books, including Power, Ambition, Glory. That's the new one, right, Steve?
That is one a couple of years back. It's certainly a favorite because
it's one of my favorites.
About leadership is for the ages. People don't change. Circumstances do, but not the principles of successful leadership.
Is there a newer one than that?
There's one coming up, coming out in June, on the subject of money.
Right.
Why the destruction of the dollar is destroying, hurting the world, and what we can do about it.
Well, I sure hope you plan to launch it on our show, and
I look forward to it.
So we'll take care of that.
Early June.
Steve. In the last segment, we talked about the pipeline and why that makes good economic sense. There's so many small business owners that could benefit from the pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline. I do believe that if we built the pipeline, oil prices would come down. That'd be good for everybody, for the whole economy. The GDP would jump, I think, if we could lower oil prices, put more people to work.
It would enormously boost the economy, lower energy prices.
There's a topic, though, that's in the news that doesn't always come back to small business, to Main Street as quickly, but it's something I believe puts small business owners in America in peril, and that is what's going on in Eastern Europe right now. As many people, most people know, Russia basically annexed Crimea. They're on the border. They're threatening, literally, not just with words, but with behavior, threatening. They're menacing Ukraine. And Steve, when I see what's happened in Syria, what's going on in Iran, and now this thing with Russia in Ukraine and in Crimea, are we looking at the 21st century version of the Cold War?
Sadly, it's more like what we had 100 years ago when we this the 100th anniversary, as you know, the First World War.
The Archduke.
And we're setting up conditions where, not in the immediate future, but where bad things can happen. China's becoming much more aggressive against Philippines, Vietnam, and other countries, which if the U.S. was strong, they would never be tempted to do. And what Vladimir Putin is doing with Crimea and elsewhere, very, very dangerous. Because he's, as you indicated, he's going to go after eastern Ukraine. He's going to try to get chunks of Moldova, a small neighboring country. And most ominously, he may move against countries like Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. Those countries are members of NATO. We are legally obliged to defend them. But I think Putin figures this president won't do it.
He's that transparent to people. Someone like Putin, isn't he?
Putin's a poker player, and he sees this guy as a setup.
Well, I'll tell you, if I've never seen in my, you know, all my life, I've heard about the power vacuum. You know, if there's a vacuum in the world, you know, in the world geopolitical power, that the bad guys typically fill up the power. And all my life, I've lived except maybe a period of time when Carter was president, but most other times in my life, I've lived where the United States was able to hold their position, to have sharp elbows, to throw our weight around just a little bit for good, for the right reasons. But what we're seeing right now, Steve, to me is the definition of what happens when there's a vacuum, when there's a power vacuum, and the good guys recede.
That's right. And we saw this in the 1970s, and we saw this in the 1930s. People get a sense that the forces of good are in retreat, that we're not going to respond, and so you get bigger problems down the road. And Jimmy Carter, when he finally woke up, he did things like begin the military buildup, nothing like what Ronald Reagan did.
Right.
But he at least recognized something had to be done. We boycotted the Olympics, cut off wheat sales to the Soviets, the Russians in those days. And he realized his worldview was not correct. But this guy, President Obama, refuses to recognize that. He's in his own bubble, and nothing's going to impinge on his view of the world, even as it starts to go up in flames.
Wasn't it Edmund Burke who said the only way for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing? Isn't that
exactly
what we're dealing with here?
Exactly. And you can't count on the Europeans to do it. We always have to take the lead. And that's why, you know, when you remember the history of the Vietnam War, Vietnam today is looking towards us.
Right.
Behind the scenes is asking, begging,
mm-hmm.
be an active power. You know,
right.
We can need a counterweight to the Chinese.
Well, Steve, what do you talk? Bring this back home. How could this behavior going on over there now, and our inaction in America, how could this, in 30 seconds or so, tell us how this could come back to Main Street?
What it means is when you have a more dangerous world, you have less commerce, you have less investment in the future, people are uncertain about it. I think we're going to have a brief uptick this year and early next year, but these things, when they play out, have a damaging impact. Just remember the 1970s, rotten decade, when the U.S. was weak.
Yeah, it's... Folks, this is a. I hope you start paying attention to this little chess game that's going on with Putin and the world over in Ukraine right now. It's a very, very volatile, potentially dangerous scenario, and about these things, neither I nor Steve Forbes are prone to hyperbole. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.